Warning, this episode is not suitable for children, just all children. I don't care if you're 12 or 17, this shit is not for you.
Also, I went down and I visited my folks yesterday, my father, the engineer, and he tightened the end of my mic cord.
I won't touch it. Fits it.
I don't know. You tell me.
I'm thinking it might. I haven't heard it rattle or, you know, make that sound once. Good old marvelous. Dad. Yes.
Well, he also was like, I think those cords are like $5 and I might have a coupon to buy you a new one. And I was like, thank you. And he's like, could be a good stocking stuffer. And I was like, I'll let you know, Dad, if it's broken. So he was ready to just alleviate the whole problem. But his first question was like, did you drop your microphone? Because if you dropped it, that's probably something I can't fix. And I was like, Dad, do you think so little of me that I'm just dropping again a microphone that you gave me as a birthday gift? I would never. So hopefully it's fixed.
Yeah.
But we'll see. But yeah, so two drinks. What are you drinking?
Squirt and tequila.
Squirt and tequila. Sure. Well, it's better than Fireball and Squirt, so.
Yeah, no. Yeah, my Squirt and my tequila is my jam. I love it. So, yeah, that's what's happening. Not only am I doing Squirt and tequila, but I'm doing The Rocks tequila.
Hey! Yeah,
white label. I love that shit. I wish it was bad, but, like, man, it's good. It's my favorite tequila.
He does good shit. I kind of want to buy his headphones.
Really? He's making headphones now?
Yeah, they're like workout headphones. And so the
conjunction with
he works out all the time and has his own workout.
No, but like Sony or Bose or like Apple. No, he just went like, fuck it, I'm sure I can make it.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
But there's like the ear covers can be taken off. Mm-hmm. So you can wash them. Which is like one of the reasons that I don't typically like to work out in my Beats headphones is because even after I wipe them down, I'm still like, I just sweat all over my headphones. So if I could wash them, I would feel good about it. So I think that might be one of the things I add to my Christmas wish list.
Conjunction with Under Armour to let you know.
I did want to know.
I don't know.
Not
I just
sponsored.
Don't think of Under Armour as innovative in the earphone area. But, you know.
I'll let you know. I'll report back if I get them for Christmas. More
mm-hmm.
to follow.
Mm-hmm.
More to follow. But how's your week? How you been?
Okay. Well, first things first, I have a gigantic zit. Which is not fun.
Yeah, seriously, look at that thing.
Oh,
yeah.
I hadn't seen it because your head hadn't turned. But
I thought
that
about
is
covering it with my like my earphones, but fuck,
yeah.
It's huge and it's like really deep. So you just gotta like, it's just there.
It's a mound. It's
a mound.
You can't mm-hmm. you can't pop those.
Yeah. Yeah. And I've been like messing with it. My wife's like, God damn it, I care that your face not far. And so I was like, fuck. All right. And then, you know, but largely it's been a great week. Work was shit today. That's why we drinking. But, you know, mm-hmm. besides that, it's been a great week. How about you?
It's been a really good week. I feel like I did some like good, like adulting. I like did laundry. I brought some more winter clothes up from my storage unit.
Which is your brother's house?
RV garage. I was like,
I'm sorry, just roll this back. Is he charging at all to store your stuff there?
No. I hope he doesn't listen to this episode. I'd pay him $0. Although I got called up to the big leagues in Aunting this week.
Uh-huh.
I drove my nephew to daycare and it was fucking terrifying. Okay. That is the most responsibility that my brother has ever entrusted with me. Also, I was driving his car, so it was like,
and he was probably tracking it so you could see like what your speed was, where your location was.
Literally set my speed limit for 61 miles because I thought 60 exactly might be suspicious to cops. And so I literally did 61. I thought about that. But yes, so my brother had a meeting and my sister-in-law was taking the baby for like her 2-month checkup to look at, you know, the growth and the weight and the, those things that babies have to do. And so I drove my nephew to daycare, and first off, we were vibing. I was playing music, we were singing, and then he started crying a little bit. And I was like, oh no, he doesn't like this song. So then I changed it, and then it was Adele, and then he was kind of like singing along to Adele, and I was like, okay, this is kind of cool. And then he was crying again when the song ended, and I was like, I can't play it again, because it was just on the radio. And I was like, oh my God, this child is so sad at my music selection. And so I'm like flipping through the radio to try and find another song that he likes. And then he didn't. And so then I had to turn the radio off and then I'm just singing. So now I'm trying to like pick songs that I think he's going to like. So I sang 4 rounds of Jingle Bells, which he was vibing on. Then I switched to Silent Night and he started crying again. And that's when I remembered that they sing that to him when he goes to sleep. So then he's like, fuck you, I don't want to go to sleep. So he starts crying and I was like, oh God, I'm so sorry. So then I tried Mary Had a Little Lamb. He wasn't fucking feeling that. Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Stars, got a giggle. I did like 6 rounds of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. Then I switched to Row, Row Your Boat and I made up so many verses of Row, Row Your Boat, but he was singing along, he was giggling, he was vibing. So that was...
That's funny, because like, you told me that you were going to take... You were nervous. We had spoke before we podcast today, and you were like, yeah, I'm called into the big leagues, I'm taking my nephew. And you're like, no music, 10 and 12, and like...
I know. And he was like was
acapella,
not
Twinkle, Twinkle, yes. Little Star.
Yes, he was not about silence. And like, I'm trying to talk to him, and I'm like, hey, bud, here's what we're going to do. We're driving, you know, there's this on the road, see those trees, here's this, thinking that he would like enjoy. Just do not attack me, cat. You're such a dick. Sorry, I just got attacked under the table by a cat. Don't worry, I'll take pictures. That's a cord that you cannot... God, you're a crazy person. This might need a video. She will not stop attacking me. I say... Oh, God. Part of me wants to just push her off the couch. No, that's mean. So yes, we got there. I got to see his like little baby classroom. His little baby classroom has heated floors. Mm-hmm. That's and nice. So I'd take my shoes off to walk on the heated floors, which was cool. Met his like teacher. And then I dropped him off and I waved and he waved once and then immediately went to like playing with his like little friends. And I was like, okay, bye. Like, how quickly they move on, you know, and just like, which like, I want him to be independent, but he's 1. So like,
How far could he like go to play with his friends? Cause he's not walking, is he? Like,
no,
like later days and then just like trot it off.
Yeah. So they have these like little like, chairs, like, that they're like set in like on the floor. And so they're like playing with like toys like in front of them.
Hmm.
And so, yeah, but then sometimes they're like at a
daycare. That sounds as bougie.
You know, probably. But I was like, I thought I was gonna be like interrogated when I got there because my sister-in-law was like, okay, he was up at 5:45 a.m. He hasn't had breakfast, so you know, they'll feed him breakfast. He had some Cheerios as a snack. But, like, they'll feed him breakfast. And so I was, like, ready to, like, get, like, interrogated as I'm, like, dropping him off. They asked me none of those questions. So I felt like I had studied and memorized these things. So I told the teacher, even though she hadn't asked or was prompted. And she was like, oh, okay, thanks. Yeah, no, I mean, we always, you know, feed him breakfast. But I'm glad, you know, to hear. Ow! I'm bleeding now.
This is like a show. There we go.
I don't know how to, yeah, attack that instead of me. So yeah, but then she was like, oh, okay, thank you. And then I got back in the car, and then what I think my brother really wanted, was, I'm like afraid, Kat. I'm afraid of my own home. But I think my brother wanted me, was I brought him coffee, on my way back, and I also brought him donut holes. Ooh, so, yes. They were all gone. So when his wife got home, she was like, oh, you got donut holes. And he was like, oh, it was like an individual serving cup. There was really only like four. I was like, there was like 15. And he like glared at me. Yeah. So, and then I was watching The Matrix with my sister-in-law because we made a list back when I was roommates with them. This was years ago now, of like movies that we should watch together. My sister-in-law had never seen the Matrix trilogy, and now that the fourth one's coming out, I was like, we finally need to get around to watching this. So we watched it, and it was really? So funny because, yes.
Does she really need to watch all three? Come on.
Yes, yes. So we're watching them, and she was like, oh, he can't die. Is he dead? Is he actually dead? And then he was dead, and so she was like, what is this? Is this really how it goes? I thought he was in the other ones. And I was like, do you don't actually want me to answer? And she was like, no, you're right. You're right. So we got through the first one. We'll probably watch the second one another time. I don't even know when the movie's coming out, the fourth one, but hopefully we're ready
soon. Cause my wife's already talking about it and I'm pretty sure it's going to be a heaping pile of shit. So she wants to go up to like the IMAX and see it, and she's like, maybe I'll invite like work buddies, like the nerds, to go up and see it. And at first I was like, you don't want to take me to an IMAX? And then I was like, wait, what movie? And she's like, The Matrix. And I was like, what number is this now, 18? And she's like, I think maybe I'll just take nerds. So
yeah. Well, let her know I would go with her.
Yeah,
I'm excited for it, but I love Keanu Reeves. Like, I have loved him since Speed, so.
I mean, I love his vibe outside of movies, but, like, The Matrix is just, like, over it.
But, like, the thing that surprises me about The Matrix is it was made in 1999. That fucking movie still holds up. The CGI the original, of it.
Not the sequel or the. Wow, this is another cat. Hi!
No, same cat. This is the kitten.
I saw the other one just a minute ago. I haven't seen one today.
This is the one that was attacking me from under the couch.
Yeah, they have bedazzled collars. Our cats don't even have collars. So, you know, we tried. They said no. We stopped.
They said no. Thank trying. You. please don't attack me. You're being an asshole.
My wife's really nervous that Diego is going to get stolen because he doesn't have a collar on. And I'm like, and the problem is, she's like, well, he goes up to everyone. And I'm like, right. And she's like, well, they need to know he has a home. And I'm like, do they? So,
you love him. You would be sad.
I would
if
be
he
sad.
Was taken.
Actually, my Diego biggest... has a more of a personality than Charlie. So
my thing is, I think that you should put collars on them. Like around their middle so that they don't just tear them off. And I want you to attach a tile because I want to know how far they roam.
Wait, you can put a cat, a collar around their middle?
I mean, it wouldn't be, it'd be looser, but it would be effectively like a harness. You'd put them in a harness instead of a.
I thought I should get the cat version of John's collar.
Oh, I mean, you could, but like, they really don't like collars, and I still really like the idea of walking a cat, and I think fucking Diego would legitimately go on a walk with you.
We have to shoo him away every time we go on a walk at night. We're like, go away. We don't want to be that couple.
No, I want him in a harness and in a leash, and I want you to be those lesbians that walk their cat. That's what I want.
Maybe
for
I
you.
Should try it. I'll order one. I think I got rid of Ashes because obviously it wouldn't fit Diego. But like, oh man, that would be kind of funny to try.
Yes, I think he would do it.
People think we're aliens when we walk because what I did, man, I should go get it. Entertain the masses. Hold on. I've got to unveil this for you. Hold on.
Oh, I'm excited. Oh.
Are you just looking on your phone out and entertaining the masses? Jeez.
I wasn't. I was like, I'm just going to edit this out.
Man. Okay, ready? Are you ready for this unveil?
I
got one of these for my wife and I. At first, she said she wasn't going to wear one.
Oh, my God. Hold on. Really intense. Oh my God, there's lights in the front and in the back.
So the thing is we're walking with these on. My wife has one on, I have one on, and then John has his little green things on his harness. People think we're aliens. Like
that's
they pause.
Amazing.
I could do a strobe situation.
Oh,
I know.
No, that's,
but yeah.
No. That's amazing.
Yeah, so that's how we're doing it. Oh, no, I'm on my earphones. Hold on. There we go. We're back to doing this. I'm pretty proud of it, and my wife wears it. She complains at first, but then she's like, it's nice to be seen. And I'm like, I know.
Yes. Right? Yeah. Especially when it's dark at 4 o'clock. I mean, you really got to be prepared. Right. I don't know how close you've been watching it. I have not worked out this week.
I have noticed because normally you send them to me, so
I know I have done some babysitting that like I feel like I've got done a really intense shoulder workout. But I wasn't wearing a watch and I was just walking around holding a baby, which my niece is like, oh, she got weighed today, like 10 pounds. Mm-hmm. Like, how am I sore from literally like baby bouncing, you know, which is like a little bit of maybe a shoulder shrug.
Right.
A little baby bounce.
Mm-hmm.
A little of this for, I mean, hours. But like, it's not like I work up a sweat. So I haven't been wearing my watch, but I charged it. I also couldn't find my charger, so I'm currently borrowing my roommate's. They're not here. It's probably fine.
Well, at least you can't blame me for this charger, so whatever.
No, that's right. Although I did see somebody... Oh, the cat unplugged the thing again. It's all right. I'll just keep an eye on charge of my computer.
Just, like, smack it.
I mean, it's a kitten doing kitten things. Like, I can't be that mad. It's just slightly problematic, but I was like, man, I'm gonna like wake up and I'm gonna like, you know, be productive today, I'm gonna get a workout in. And then my sister-in-law texted me this morning, was like, hey, if you come over and watch the Matrix with me, because she's, you know, home on maternity leave, if you come over and watch the Matrix with me, well, like we can buy you lunch, we can hang out. And I was like, ooh, Mexican food, a workout. Yeah, I'm gonna take that free food. I'm gonna take that free lunch. And so so I did that instead of working out. But now I found myself in a situation where now I need to work out Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Nope. Right. Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So that's not always a place I like to be in.
Yeah.
The pressure.
No.
I
think you're gonna fail.
Wow. Such negativity. Right to the negativity.
We were supposed to work out today, but then it's snowing, so we decided not to go on the walk. Because I don't mind walking in the snow. I don't love walking when it's snowing and everything's really slick, like, and unpredictable. So then we were going to do yoga, but then my wife got home and convinced her roommate to give her a massage. So we did not do yoga. And then, so we have two in this week, and we have to get another one in.
That's not hard, though.
Is bullshit, because I am, and don't you say a goddamn thing, I am remodeling the bathroom this weekend. And
air quotes. I'm putting those in air quotes.
It's hard fucking work, but I've screwed myself because I don't think my heart rate's going to be high enough. So
I don't think so either. It's more like powerlifting than cardio.
Yeah, that's true.
Are you doing, what's on the docket for the bathrooms this week?
The same one that was on the bathroom for last weekend, but just this weekend. So I have to insulate the wall so it's not one big pneumonia hole. And then I have to do some like siding repair and then the electrical on Sunday. And then that'll prep me for my 2 weeks off where all I do is bathroom and ski. So four of the 2 weeks off of the 14 are now going to be skiing. So, you know, life, but that's towards the end. So, you know, New Year's Eve. And so, yeah, I'm back on the bathroom train. I did, however, get like my wife's kitchen 85% done. So I did paint the ceiling with the wrong sheen of paint. So it's glossy and the rest of the paint is flat. But and then I painted her chalkboard wall, which was nice. Like I did a lot of shit for the wife and she was happy. So that's good.
Yeah, you know, they say happy wife, happy life.
I mean, one can hope. Depends on the mood.
Sure. I did not do any productive work, but I did go to a very fancy dinner.
And you're heckling me because I didn't get the bathroom work done?
This shit was 9 courses. I lost track. I lost track of what course we were on. It's on one of those tasting menus where, like, the chef comes out to, like, tell you about the courses.
How'd you find yourself here? Like, what was...
My friend invited me to kind of, like, celebrate another friend's birthday. So we were doing kind of fancy. We got all fancied up. And also, like, my buddy had wanted to try this place. They had never been there before. And they had, like, wine pairings with the meals, beer pairings with the meals, and then, like, non-alcoholic elixirs to go with the meal. And so I was Dee Dee. I sampled a couple of the wines. One I had to try because it was just like the oldest bottle of wine I had ever heard of. It was a 1960 port. So I was like, that is older than me. I'll try that. And then I actually tried one of my friend's beers that was like supposed to be really fancy and good and fruity. And it was a beer. I don't like beer. But everyone else was like, oh my god, this is like amazing. And I was like, oh cool, yeah, no, totally, me too. But it was really good food. And they had, like, we walked in and we showed up at like, I think 4:30. And they had warm apple cider in like carved wooden glasses. And they had an appetizer ready for us on like planks of like little planks of wood that we got in like our pairs, and it was like sourdough and truffles and like flash fried tulip leaves petals, and I was like, oh man. And then there was like carolers. So we walked in and there's carolers and a woman with a tray like handing us drinks, and I was like, what is this magical place? And then it was like apple cider and I was like, oh man, I love this place.
It bougie or was it just great food?
It wasn't too bougie. I mean, like, there was like the 6 glasses all set up for us and like all of the silverware, and like our name tags were in like little silver frames that we got to keep. And it was like beautifully decorated. But then when someone got up to go to the bathroom, they had one of those like jackalopes, the like stuffed rabbits with the antlers on it. And they would come and it would sit in your spot. And then like somebody else would leave and like the waiters would like move it around. So like,
that's weird.
I thought it was amazing. I loved
it. Why do they need to put a jackal in your seat?
No, a jackalope.
Yeah, why?
He's like a little stuffed rabbit. Just so that, like, because most people are, like, on a date. So there was four of us. So, like, we could just keep talking, the three of us. But, like, if you're by yourself, it's, like, something to, like, look at. And then the waiter would, like, talk to you while, like, your person was gone. And then your person would come back and they would, like, move it someplace else. This is, like... Like, they would, like, open the door for me. Like, if I, like, went to the bathroom, like, there would be a whatever waiter was closest to the door leading out of the dining room. There's only, like, 15 tables in this, like, dining room. And they would, like, open the door for me. Okay. So it was, like, bougie in, like, that way. And then, like, if you got up and, like, they would, like, refold your napkin and, like, put a, like, cedar, like, piece in it. So, like, I don't know. It was, like, fancy like that. But, like, and then I actually had a thing going to see if, like, I could drink my glass of water before they noticed and refilled it. And I never got below halfway on my water glass. Like, they were, like, on it. So, like, I guess they were, like, fancy in, like, that regards. But I wouldn't say bougie. They were really, everybody was really nice.
So it was more service oriented than, like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ambience. And the, like. They had, like, the head chef, and they had the sommelier, the guy who, like, talks about wine. And yeah. He would come around and, like, talk to us about, like, oh, here's this wine, or here's these things. Sorry, that was a cat that just jumped on my lap and then ran off. And so he was really cool because we got to, like, ask questions, and he'd be like, oh, this is a vintage from this part of France for these years that had this grapes that would do this thing, and the owners of the vineyard are these people, and this is what they do, and so... That was really cool. The historian in me liked that.
Did you just get a text?
I don't think so. Why? Did you text me?
Nope.
I did get a text.
I know. We heard it. Everybody on the podcast heard that you just got a text.
Oh, that's so funny. I didn't hear it. So, yeah. So, my cousin just texted me we're going to hang out tomorrow. And she's like, oh, what do you want to do? And I was like, oh, we could do anything. We could go out to dinner, we could make dinner, we could bake cookies, we could watch a movie, we could go for a walk with the dogs if you wanted, but it's going to be too cold.
I'm sorry. How cold's too cold?
Okay. I mean, now I feel bad saying it. It's going to be 45 and rainy.
Fuck you. That is not even coat weather.
What? I will 100% be wearing a coat.
Only because it's rainy, not because of the...
Oh, it might snow next Wednesday here, but it's going to be a low of 30, and then the next day it'll warm up to 39, so it won't stick around, but I'll keep you posted. But she just texted me back saying, cookies, all caps. Huh. We can try making soft peanut butter cookies after we have to eat, ? So I think we'll do that. I'll do that tomorrow with my cousin, so I'm excited.
Would you like to guess what the temperature is going to be here tomorrow?
The high?
Yeah.
30.
38, actually.
Oh, that's warmer than I thought.
Yeah.
I thought you were complaining because it was cold there.
It was cold today. I turned up my pellet stove an extra 2 notches today, which is saying something. But
yeah. How cold was it? You said it snowed there.
Yeah, it was like 30 degrees, and it was like colder yesterday, I think, but today I was just like really cold, so.
Interesting. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But yes, so fancy dinner was fun, and I took a ton of pictures, obviously, because everything was very delicious. And then my friend's birthday was today, and I remember to text them. That's what I always feel bad about. If I celebrate my friend's birthdays before their actual birthday, I sometimes... forget that the day we celebrated wasn't their birthday. So, but I remember
universally
this time,
bad on all birthday fronts. Like, I'm not.
You remember my birthday this year? You did great.
I did, but I mean, odds are I might forget it next year because I'm not on Facebook as much unless I'm selling shit. So
yeah, no worries. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I am not either. So I've had to start putting birthdays like in my phone to be like, warn me 2 weeks from now it's somebody's birthday.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, and I'm also surprised how many friends have December birthdays. It's actually quite a few. But are you gonna walk tomorrow? Is it supposed to snow tomorrow?
We're supposed to have a date night tomorrow. I hope we
are. What are you gonna do for your date?
We're probably just going to go to the local bar. Or
that'll
go
be
to
fun.
One of the towns and have dinner.
That'll be fun.
Yeah. So, yeah.
A little date night.
Date night.
That'll be fun. Mm-hmm. Do you feel like that's something that's like going out to restaurants is more normal over there in kind of your neck of the woods with all the COVID things? Because over here, we're still like showing our vaccine card and
I've never once been asked for my vaccine card. I still get nervous about going into restaurants. Like, oh my gosh, I went like the last restaurant I went to, I walked in with my mask. No, I forgot my mask. Because it was a restaurant. I didn't think I needed it. And then at the door, I was like, shit, I got to go get my mask. And they're like, no, we have one. They gave me the mask. And then I never knew when to take it off. So I was like taking sips of my water and then putting my mask back up. And then finally, some brave soul at the table took off their mask. And I was like, oh, because we're now seated, we take off the mask. I don't know what the rules are. I'm a little on edge when I go out. But like,
yeah.
I also realize I don't exactly leave the house aside from to walk my dog and get allergy shots, which is interesting. And so I don't frequently leave the home, which is, problematic long run, I think. So
yeah.
I have to remind myself, oh, there's a world, go out in it. And then,
I actually am thinking about, doing some allergy testing because one of the dishes at the fancy dinner had hazelnuts in it. And I was like, I'm just going to roll the dice. I'm just going to try it and see how.
Because you think you are allergic to
hazelnuts. I think I might be. Yeah. Here, hold that thought. I need to go get my charger, this phone. And now I think I'm going to have to chase a cat for it. Hang on. Una momento. Oh, God.
Oh, Jesus.
Oops. Oh, God.
But you didn't have an allergic reaction. Tamara doesn't have her earphones in, so she wouldn't hear me if I did say something. How do I know? I just said something, and she did not hear me.
Do I have a state to get the said cell phone charger?
No, I did. The kitten had found a piece of plastic she was chewing on, and I was fairly convinced that she was like, I'm going to eat this, because it was like a smaller piece of plastic.
Yeah.
So then I was chasing the cat, which she thought was a game. And then she was hiding under the Christmas tree, so then I was lying down on the ground trying to get her from out from under the Christmas tree. But don't worry, I got it. If my roommates listen to this, no plastic was eaten on my watch. So, yes. Today, cats are weird. Today, I clean both the litter boxes because you clean litter boxes every day when you have cats. And so today when I clean the litter box, they just immediately shit. And it's like all my hard work just erased. But I actually, this maybe is, you know, gonna be funny, but I actually really like cleaning litter boxes because once you scoop it, then I rake it with like the
scooper. Zen situation.
It's a little bit like a Zen garden for me. And then sometimes I'll do like little designs for them and I'm like, here's an M for Millie, you know, or whatever. And so I don't think the cats care, but I enjoy it. And so that's what matters. But
we have trained our cats to be indoor outdoor cats. So they go outside and shit, which is nice as long as it's not in my garden boxes. But my niece, we paid my niece to watch our cats while we were in California. And she goes, and I was like, okay, feed them every other day. And because you can put tons of food in their bowl. And she goes, oh, and then clean the litter boxes. And I looked at her, I was like, yeah, like we don't clean them, but I was like, here, yeah, this is how you do it. And I haven't checked, but I'm pretty sure she cleaned the shit out of those litter boxes. So
I believe it. Is that your dog coming to join us or is there a ghost? Yeah. Oh, yeah, there's his little tail. I see him.
Hi. You just see the door open.
Yes, I saw the door open and I was like, buddy. But then I saw his tail come through. So
here,
I knew
on,
you weren't.
DJ, you want to say hi to Tamara?
Hi, John.
Ooh, no, she's right here. She's right here, JJ.
Who's a good boy? Hi, John. He's a good boy.
He's like, where the fuck is Tamara and why is she in the earphones?
He's such a good boy. No, but so we were talking about before all this distraction, you had said that the only place you really go out is to get your allergy tested. I think I'm going to get my allergy testing because I was having this broth. It was like this really yummy broth of things. And in it was some type of porridge. And the bottom of it, there was like a hazelnut granola thing. And it was like mostly butter. It was very savory.
Yeah.
But I was trying to avoid the larger pieces of hazelnut. And I took a couple bites and I got a little bit of a tickle in my throat. Little scratchiness that maybe like not quite throat closing, but just enough of a tickle that I was like, I shouldn't keep eating this. If it's a tingling after three bites, why tempt fate? So that I stopped eating the hazelnut. And then I had to apologize because, of course, I'd been eating like everything, cleaning my plate. So when like the waiter came to clear my plate, he was like, oh, did you not like it? And I was like, no, I did like it. It's just I have a very mild, allegedly allergy to hazelnuts. I don't really believe it, but I just get a little bit of a tingly throat, so I thought it'd probably be better not to eat it. And he was like, oh, we asked an extensive questionnaire of food allergies and that didn't come up. And my buddy was like, yeah, she didn't tell me, because my buddy had turned in the questionnaire for us, which was like 5 or 6 questions, and for each person, so they could tailor the experience and the food stuff to us. Right. And so he was like, there'd been nuts in like every dish, peanuts, pine nuts, every other nut. And so he was like, of course, oh my God. And so then every dish after that, he would come over and would remind me of what nuts were in it. And I was like, no, I promise I'm okay. And he asked me like every 10 minutes how I was feeling for 30 minutes just to make sure I didn't have like, you know, an allergic reaction. And he was like, the first time he did it, he was like, you can never be too careful. I just wanted to see if there's any onset allergy signs. And I was like, no, I think I'm okay. And then 20 minutes in, 30 minutes in, 40 minutes, he came back. He's like, all right, I think we're in the clear for anaphylactic shock. And I was like, thank you. Like, I could tell I had stressed out this poor man by...
Yeah, and the entire kitchen staff. He had somebody being like... Did you go check on that lady yet? Like, I mean, come on. Yeah. Her throat was tingly. What's the situation now?
Oh. Yeah. So I was like, sorry. So yeah. So, you know, there were like some girls just throwing the dice on a food allergy. So we might have to call 911 for her. And I'm like, sorry. Hope you're having a good, you know, Sunday. Good day at work. But so I might actually do allergy testing to actually see if I'm allergic to hazelnut or how
I think
allergic.
It's a good move.
Well, because he was saying, like, you know, the first couple times you might have more milder responses and you won't know which time you have a severe reaction, so you should have an EpiPen before your throat tries to close. And I was like, you know what, you're talking some sense. I'm not saying you're not talking sense. So that's on my list of things to do at some point.
Guess what dumbass Penelope ate?
No.
Chocolate peanut M&Ms.
Oh.
He didn't
die. I love those. I mean, obviously, he looks like he's in good health. Did he get a trip to the spa again?
Nope.
Or did he?
Nope. Okay. Much like the time he ate like half a thing of Nesquik, we're like, well, we'll just see how this ends, because like there's only so much you can do. You can't fix stupid. And so you know,
yeah, no, I do know
he's mad. He knows I'm talking about him.
Well, but he was naughty by nature.
Mm-hmm.
Oh man, well, I'm glad he's okay.
Yeah,
but he, you know, is also built like a tank, so.
Yeah, old Ironside. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah,
iron gut. Yeah.
Yeah, so. Tried and true. He's tested. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But yeah. I have not started shopping for other humans. I've really only been making my own Christmas list, which in hindsight maybe isn't exactly the giving I should be focused on, you know, this holiday season.
That's true. Speaking of Christmas gifts, I haven't ordered yours yet, and I'm hoping it gets here in time. So, I think my drop dead date is the 10th. So, you know.
That's tomorrow.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you... Okay. Okay.
I mean, I like to play it fast and loose a little bit, so here we go.
Well, I won't see you in person until the new year.
Right.
So you have a little bit of wiggle room.
Mm-hmm. And full disclosure, I might be changing course on what I was originally going to get for you.
Are you going to tell me this journey after I see my gift?
Yes, I am.
Okay, good, good, good.
Mm-hmm.
So. I was actually just thinking today about what I should get you, because I actually found the I think I already told you this. I got you some stickers when I was in Montana.
Mm-hmm.
And
a bitchin' hat. Them. You got me a hat. Yeah. My wife says it doesn't look good on me, but I'm still going to wear it.
Great. I was like, I already gave you the hat. Well, I found the stickers here. And so I need to get those to you. But then I was like, I wonder what else I should get them.
Oh, don't worry about it.
Well, I've been plotting just some small things. So, you know, no pressure.
Ghost?
Oh, that's what light is turning on. So we have an indoor and outdoor security
motion sensor
camera.
Yeah.
Nope. Security camera, and my roommates can turn it on to just like check the situation. Uh-huh. And so I think I'm currently being surveilled by my roommates.
Pick your nose.
No, I'm not gonna pick my nose. That's weird. But there is audio, so they could hear this whole exchange.
Oh, no.
but now it's off. Oh, it's back on. Now I'm
hi. Hey girl, hey.
I wonder if they'll text me. I don't know where my phone is. It's so funny.
Gosh.
I wonder if they did text me.
Yeah, I'm sorry, you don't know where your phone is when you went to grab the charger for your phone?
No, for the computer, because the cats had run off with the cord.
Okay.
I mean, they just dragged it under the tree. It didn't run far because it's still plugged into the wall.
I'm sorry.
But it was no longer
when you went
to
go retrieve the cord, I felt like you had to go up 3 flights of stairs and then back down. That's how long you were gone. You walked across the living room to retrieve it?
Well, then I chased the kitten to get the plastic out of her mouth.
Well,
so
that's
it was
right.
Like
that's right.
Dual parts. I was under the tree. That's when I found the cat chewing on the plastic.
Which she her owners out. Are now listening to you describe.
All good on the home front.
You shouldn't have a special guest over and have sex on the couch. I'm just saying, given the technology set up in the home, I feel like, you know, that would be a bad thing to learn the hard way.
I mean, never say never, but I do think that if I was going to, well, I just think it's weird to have sex on someone else's couch. Like, I don't own this couch, so it feels weird to
Here's the deal. How do you feel about
else's...
having sex in hotel rooms?
Well, I feel like that's more allowed because...
It's somebody else's shit that other people, like, millions of people have had sex on. Like, come on.
But, like, it's kind of, like, implied.
No.
But also...
No,
that doesn't feel as weird to me because I won't have to look in the eyes of the people who have to clean it. And I'm not saying like don't trash it on purpose and don't make a mess. I'm just saying like I wouldn't have it be like a non-starter, I guess.
Oh my God.
Am I an asshole?
It never disappoints.
Okay. But yeah, no, I would... Yeah, I wouldn't, this is maybe going to be crazy, I wouldn't have sex in places that I could knowingly be filmed.
Well, but I mean, I'm just saying, I'm glad you know the film's there, because like, otherwise you could have been like, awkward conversation, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah. Yeah. No, I actually got a phone call from my roommate, this was a while ago, but they were out of town, and I ran to the grocery store. And one of the cats somehow opened the fridge. We don't know because the video isn't running all the time. You have to like log in to like turn it on or turn it off. So my roommate turned it on to look at the cats and was like, oh my God, the fridge is open. Hmm. And a cat might have been in the fridge then. I don't remember. But I came home, the fridge was open and I closed it. And I was like, that is so... weird. And I waited to see if it was going to happen again, if this was like a new trick they had, but then it never happened again. But I was like, Or we have ghosts. Like, I don't know. It's an old house. But, like, I assume it was a cat. But
I once met a dog that would go retrieve his owner a beer from the fridge. And he would pull on, like, this towel that was on the door handle and get the beer. I don't actually remember. I didn't pay attention to the details if the dog knew how to close the fridge. And also, can you imagine if John was trained to open our fridge?
No. He is not trustworthy for that information. Was this a buddy in Pullman? Because I had a buddy in Pullman whose dog could do it, too.
No, no. This is a... Oh, just, okay. Yeah, yeah. So
I was like, do you know my buddy? Yeah, my buddy who lived in Pullman had like a big old hound. And I know, I think hounds get some flack for being dumb, but man, this was such a smart dog. So yeah, he could open the fridge, would even like sometimes, like he knew to get a can, but like sometimes would be like, grab me a beer, grab me a soda, grab whatever. And sometimes he grabbed the right one, but he would just grab a can.
Right.
And so sometimes you got a different thing than what you asked for, but he would go close it. That was a smart dog. He was a good boy. But I think it'd be cool to train a dog to do that. But then the question is, can they then be trusted with that responsibility?
I'm sure shit couldn't.
Do you just like take the towel away when you leave so he's not like just helping himself? Or
maybe. I don't know.
I don't know.
We have a hard time remembering to put the trash can away. So like
that's true. Although once John learned about it, he would pry it open with a paw. I mean, he's fucking resourceful.
Cayenne in the trash can help deter them from getting in there. I late to the party on that one, but yeah. Whew. John was so thirsty one day, and it was because he got in the trash can and there was a shit ton of cayenne in there. His poops probably hurt too. I mean, let's be honest.
So. The poor baby. He made some poor choices. That came back.
Yeah, he did.
Quite literally bit him in the ass. Sorry, John. Stepping into movie review corner, I watched Bloodshot. Have you seen that Vin Diesel movie?
No, it sounds like a heaping pile of shit just in the title. And then you mentioned Vin Diesel and I'm out.
I love Vin Diesel. You don't like Vin Diesel?
First off, doesn't he have a beef with The Rock?
No, I thought they were good friends.
No, they hated each other.
Really?
Yeah, that's from weird. The Fast and Furious franchise. How do I know this and you don't know this?
I don't know.
I never have I thought, ooh, I want to see a Vin Diesel movie. In fact, the last Vin Diesel movie I watched, there was a bunch of X's in the title. Was it double X, triple X, quadruple X?
Probably triple X.
Yeah, and it was a heaping pile of shit. So, you know. Yeah,
I can get behind. Just a vibing
with Vin Diesel.
No, I can get behind a B, like, action movie. I watched it. It was fine. It was fine for what it was. I enjoyed it. I laughed a couple times. And it didn't go where I thought it was going to go. So I did like that. But there was a couple things that were just really over the top. And I was like, interesting. Interesting.
So you were more discerning with the Vin Diesel movie than that fucking Red Notice piece of crap.
See, but I really liked Red Notice, but yes.
You weren't like, interesting.
Yeah. No, but I feel like there's something, and maybe this is because the premise of the movie is he's a soldier, he's died. There's now technology that brings him back to life, and he can like, he basically has put like nanobots into his bloodstream, which like they'll heal him when he gets injured, so he can like get shot and keep going. And so there's things already that's like not believable about the plot. Then there was a fight scene and he was like falling like off the side of a building effectively. And I was like, oh, now this part's not believable. Like other things he had done. I was like, well, sure.
Meanwhile, you watch 15. A 15-minute sequence of fucking Ryan Reynolds dancing around on like scaffolding. So like,
yeah. And I'm like, oh, not sure. He's agile. Of course he can do that. But yeah, so there's some things that I'm like, why did I believe that part but not this part? I don't know. I don't really have a good reason. But then today I was at my brother's watching The Matrix, and I was like, oh, hey, bro, like, I saw this movie. This little fucker's back attacking me. And was like, oh, hey, like, I rented this movie. Do you want to, like, watch it? And he was like, no, I'm okay. Do not chew on my cord. You're such a jerk. No. Do you see this?
I think your dad fixed your microphone.
Oh, good. I'll tell him that you think so.
Also, now there's this round silver thing on the bottom, so I think he must have given you a nice cable that, like, locks in.
That is actually part of the stand.
Ah, okay. Mm-hmm. I see.
But it is new. Good eye. That is new. But I asked my brother, hey, do you want to watch this? And he was like, I'm okay. And I was like, that's fair. Because he doesn't have a ton of time to, like, sit around and, like, watch movies, because, you know, he has two small children. So he was like, if I have 2 hours to myself, which would be like over the span of multiple days, he was like, I'd rather just play video games. And I was like, no, that's fair. I respect that. So I'll put that in the mail. I'm not sure what movie's coming next, but
I'm sorry, you're still getting physical movies emailed to your mail to you?
Yeah, I really like getting mail.
But I thought Netflix no longer did that. They're like, this isn't a, like, wise business model. We need to stop this.
Nope, they still do it. you just have to pay another, like, $7 or whatever it is. And I only get one movie at a time. When I first got it, before Netflix was streaming, Netflix eventually just, this is for the younger listeners, hey, Netflix started out as just like they would mail you movies. Kind of, Blockbuster also had a thing too, they would mail you movies. Mm-hmm. And you could do up to 3 movies at a time. And so I think 3 movies, Netflix will still do 3 at a time, but you pay like $27 a month. And so I think it's like $7 per movie in the mail or some shit, so you can so I think I only pay 7 because I just get one at a time. But there are movies that are on Netflix that you cannot get streaming, but you can get them on the DVD. So
are they like A+ movies or are they like C- movies? I'm guessing C-, seeing as it was a Vin Diesel movie.
I don't know why you have that tone. I mean, I could look and tell you, but there are some of the documentaries that I want to watch that are only on DVD. And then also some of the foreign films are also only on DVD. So I was getting some movies in Danish to, like, try and practice. It didn't help. But that was, like, a big idea I had, was to, like, watch some Danish movies and, like, learn Danish through watching a movie. If you could actually do that, I watch Matrix and they can, like, download here learning how to fly a helicopter. If I could literally learn a language in 2 hours, that would be fucking amazing.
Mm-hmm.
But alas, we cannot. But but yeah, so I was trying to think of anything else exciting. Nothing really horribly exciting has happened. I did laundry. I cleaned my room. I babysat some.
Yeah.
I got my cord fixed.
Nephew have any new tricks?
Well, he's getting better at, like, waving. So, like, that's a really fun thing now. He'll wave goodbye, which is, like, and he is, like, he knows his own mind, and so he'll point at things if he wants to play with them. And so right now Christmas lights are, like, a really fun thing to, like, point at. And then typically my brother will walk over with him and just, like, tell him, like, the different colors of the lights. Auntie was doing that, and I got a little bit too close to the Christmas lights because it's, like, up over, like, one of the arches in the living room, and baby was able to grab it with his, like, baby ninja reflexes and then was shaking the Christmas lights. And then unplugged them. And then of course he was like, oh no, and like froze in the act of betrayal and guilt. And so my brother is trying to teach him, because, you know, when he practices walking or something, we want to like be like, you know, but then like we get up and we keep practicing and are like, like it's not a big deal, we can like laugh about it, whatever.
Yeah.
So my brother goes, and then my nephew just goes, like he didn't do anything, like tried to like pull his hands away. And I was like, I see what you're doing here, buddy. Like, I see what's happening. So then I handed my nephew back to my brother and I went and I plugged the lights in, and you could almost see him like, whew, I thought I like really like broke them. And so then he seemed much relieved. And I learned how long his little arms are to stay further back so he can't grab them anymore. But yeah, so he'll like point to things he wants to go play with. And I guess like I was holding him today and he was like pointing at stuff. And I was like, this is a cupboard. And I like showed him the cupboard and like, there's nothing to play with in here, bud. It's just a cupboard. And my brother was like, oh no, sorry. Like this is something that we're now doing with him to kind of like expand his vocabulary, is I'll walk around and I will tell him what things are. And then, you know, my sister-in-law will walk around and she'll do the sign language of it because she's fluent in ASL, so she'll be signing things and my brother will be saying things to kind of like expand his vocabulary. And so I was like, okay, so I like opened a cupboard and I was like, cup, bowl. And my brother was like, but you're excited about it, like this is learning's fun. And I was like, plate, like trying to like, I don't know, man. And so then like my brother's laughing at me and like my sister-in-law's laughing at me and like my little niece is laughing at me, like the whole family's laughing at me, and I just felt dumb. But like we kept going and we opened a different one and I was like, spoons. And then I handed him a spoon and of course he's like licking it. My brother's like, now I gotta wash all the spoons. And I was like, well, just one, like doesn't that be dramatic? So he was like, don't like keep going with forks or knives. I was like, I know he can't be trusted. I saw his ninja reflexes earlier. Like, I'm not giving him weapons. So we're trying to teach him that kind of stuff. But he, I don't know. He's such a little sponge. So he's like saying like dada a little more on command and baby and what else? Thank you. I still haven't heard thank you, but allegedly he has been saying thank you. He'll sign please, but he can't say please yet, so And that's interesting to see what he's choosing to sign versus what he's choosing to say. So like he'll sign water like when he's thirsty, which is super handy, to be like, oh yeah, no, I can hand you that, here, have some water. So learning some things, but yeah, mostly just pointing at stuff and walking around. And he walks around a ton. So I think I'm really building up my low back strength by the bent over.
You still haven't bought the, like, here. Man, here, just
send me a link. I know. Mm-hmm. It's a disappointment across the board. I have not purchased those. But I did see a video on TikTok of a kid in a harness attached to a dog, a dog leash, and I thought of you.
I like it.
So that kiddo was on a snowboard, but I was like, that would work on skis. So
harness assistant, here we go. I don't think
similar, but different.
Here we go. This is what you need. I'm going to give you the Amazon one first. I don't know that company. Here we go. I want to hear your reaction as I show it to you.
Mm-hmm. Are you texting me?
Yep.
All right.
There you go. It is going to be the $20 best spent, like the best spent $20 ever.
Let me see. Oh, what are the buckles for?
Because not every kid, this is going to be an interesting concept for you, is the same size. So, like, as he grows, you can shorten the straps or lengthen the straps. And also,
but it looks like they also totally detach.
Right. So if he fell asleep while walking, you wouldn't want him to continue sleeping with the straps on. So you take them off. I don't know how many people fall asleep while walking, but you know,
I would be surprised.
You're not as impressed as I think you should be.
No, I am impressed. I don't know why I thought it was going to be more of a seat harness than a chest harness.
No, you're just helping him stay upright without having to be bent over the whole entire time.
No, that's fair. Oh, yeah, I definitely think we're going to have to invest in this. Although, how quickly does it take for kids to go from, like, the holding the fingers to, like, they got it?
Holding fingers.
Like, you're holding fingers and they're, like, walking to, like... Like, how long does it take kids to learn to walk? I don't even know. Is this like a month process? Is this like a week?
Here we go.
I'd have to ask I don't know.
What age do babies walk independently? Around 12 months.
Yeah. But like, I maybe was on the slower side of things because I was a Michelin baby. I had a lot of roles. I walked at
9 months, so like whatever.
That is obnoxious to me.
Yeah, I
that's
did.
So like,
my mom hated it. She would say it with trauma. She was like,
yeah,
oh my god, you started walking like, at 9 months. You skipped crawling and just started walking. I was like, that makes sense, honestly.
I got places to go and things to do, things to get into.
Yeah.
The fun trick though is that my niece is starting to smile and like giggle at things, and so it's always really fun when I say something and then we start laughing and then like the kids laugh, and
right.
Part of me is like, oh, you thought that was funny too, but I think they're just mimicking that like we were laughing, but yeah, that's always really fun because it's like I am hilarious. This is very good feedback. You're like nourishing my ego.
Yeah,
that was a funny joke. Thank you. But yeah. Cool. I'm trying to think if there's anything else exciting upcoming this week. I'm gonna celebrate my buddy's birthday on Saturday. I think we're going to go play bingo or something.
Because you're 70?
I've never really played a lot of bingo. I've never played a lot of bingo. I don't even know how you play bingo. I don't know if I need to buy a card. I don't know if I buy every card. I don't know if I like...
Here's the deal. Just Google Senior Center, and I'm sure it's going to be a bingo video. Watch Better Call Sal. You'll figure it out.
So yeah, I think we're going to get pedicures, play some bingo. I'm actually excited because... I don't think I've gotten a pedicure in months.
Never.
No, I have a couple times. I really like them.
I've never had
like the chair is like a massager chair. Mm. I get to pick a fun. What toenail polish color do you think I should do? I'll let you pick.
Okay. It's Christmas. I'm gonna go with like a pearly white.
Pearly white. So like white with sparkles or just
like okay. Snowflake-esque. Like if snowflake was a color, okay. That's what you should get.
Okay.
Have them draw little like Christmas trees on top of the pearly white. Isn't that what they do now?
I mean, they can. I think that's
or just
money.
On your big toes. Just have them draw Christmas trees on your big toes.
Yeah, my other toes are not a very large canvas, mm-hmm. as it were. So perhaps I'll see what can be done.
You know what? I'm changing my mind. Here's what needs to happen. You need to do red, white, and green for the first toes, then repeat red and green, drop the white, and then you need to do red, white, and green again on the other side, and then repeat for red and green, and then drop the white, because obviously there's not enough toes, and then just kind of do an alternating thing, and then have them put a snowball or like a Christmas ornament on the white, a Christmas tree on the red, and then and like what are they gonna put on the green? I don't know, like a bow on the green. That is amazing. That's what should happen.
That is so much more in depth than I thought you were gonna do. I thought you were gonna pick a color, a random color. And I don't know why I thought pink. I don't know. And a random color and no decorations. You really leaned in hard to that.
Can you like have a charm put on top of it too? Like glued onto the top?
This might surprise you. I typically pick one color.
And just I could get that
all the toes the same color. Maybe I don't know.
Okay, here's what we do. I think we need a pedicure and a manicure, and I think you need to do like candy cane on all toes. So like not just red white, they need to like do the candy cane stripes on each nail, including your toenails, and so that you have like this like I don't know, like trippy situation going on, like a barbell pole. You could like do. And yeah, no, and then it'll be a party favor, and you're gonna be going to a lot of parties because it's Christmas time. So you know, I think you should take my design advice. So
The reason I typically don't do my nails as well is because I, like when I'm stressed, I have like I fuck with my like cuticles. And so when you get a manicure, you don't know this because I don't know that you've ever gotten a manicure. You have to dip your hands in like a bath solution.
Oof.
And it stings if you have any cuts. And so it hurts my body. So I normally don't do my fingernails because of that.
Excuses.
And I'm sure someone's going to be like, you should just not fuck with your nails. And it's like, sure, if I could just, you know, get my anxiety in check, that would possibly not be a byproduct of that. But it isn't. I don't. I do. I fidget and I mess with my cuticles. So, and a pedicure is just so much more responsibility to like pick something cool, because, and not that your idea wasn't cool. I actually do really like that idea. So I might ask for that on my toes. Mm-hmm. But
which idea was the winner? The candy cane was the winner.
The candy
right?
canes, mm-hmm. I think, is the winner.
No. Yeah,
I think so. But it is a lot of pressure to pick cool colors and cool things because your fingernails are a lot more visible than your toenails. And I have gotten manicures in the past. When I'm in like weddings and things, fancy things, but yeah, half the weddings I've been in, we've all just got like French tip, like we all did the same thing. It was like
I don't know what a French tip is. Is that where there's a line? And why? Yeah. Why do you need the line? Like it just shows goes to show you only paid for like half of the situation. Why do you want white and then clear? I don't understand.
It's like a fancy thing. It's like not a style.
It's half the work. Like. Here, I'm gonna do half the work, charge you more. You're gonna go around looking, oh, I got French tips. You mean you got half the work done? Yeah, that's what I did. Thank you.
I don't know. I should do research. Someone could maybe write in and tell us. I don't know. It's like a fancy thing people like for weddings. I think part of it is because they know that like the bride is gonna like take pictures with like the rings. Did you do that with your wedding photos? Do like a fancy ring pick?
Not a fancy ring pick. I don't remember.
But like holding hands and like you're showing off your rings.
I don't really have that sexy of hands, so like I probably wouldn't have been like, yeah, we sure need a like a close up hand picture. Like I spent a lot of time in the sun. So like,
but did your wife probably got her nails did for the wedding?
Maybe
she must have. I bet you she did. We're gonna have to ask Cinnamon, but
Cinnamon.
I bet you she did. I don't know. But not, I didn't have to do it for all the weddings. Only some of the weddings I was in did I paint my nails.
I just start asking, is French tip half the cost? Because it's half the fucking work. Like
I actually just saw a preview because I was watching something on YouTube, and they're like, you have to like watch ads sometimes. So there was an ad, and it was like, hey, you can get married on a Disney cruise ship, and it's like 16 people, your wedding, the location, whatever varies, and it's like $4,000 for all 16 of you to go on this cruise and to get married and to do these things. And I was like, okay, how do I pick 16 people?
Yeah, in my head, do I make the cut? I don't think I do.
I think you do.
Make the cut? Is it both of us or just one of us?
I would I feel like I would have to bring both of you. I couldn't pick a favorite. That's like such a
then I'm move. On board for this as long as I make the cut. So
well, here's the thing, right? So I'm thinking about my 16 people because you know I have like 5 people in my immediate family, and then I'm like, well, they probably can't leave the children, so then I'm like, fuck, now we have so 7, myself and the groom. And then I was like, oh shit, should I split the numbers evenly? Like, does he get half the invites and I get the other half?
We're not even thinking about him.
I was like, I had included him in my numbers, but then I was like, well, he has parents and probably siblings. And then I was like, oh, fuck. That, like, 16 people got suddenly cut in half. And I was like, shit, that's actually not that many people. And I mean,
then I don't make the cut. If he's inviting people, how dare he that I don't get to go?
No, literally, it would have to be my parents, my brother, his wife, and
fuck
like
the kids. Leave the kids at home.
It's a Disney cruise. How do you not invite the kids?
Give me your nephew's ticket. I'm sure we'll work it out later. Everything will be fine. Like, I'll talk to him about it. He'll understand. I mean, yeah, you know.
Well, I was thinking I had 16 people that was like just like me, like my side, and then he could
have his own
16. I love
how the progression. So this is Tamara's progression. She saw the ad. She thought, oh, I can make 16 people work. And then she's like, fuck, I guess he has people he has to invite too.
Yeah,
this is not a good deal anymore.
That's the thing too. I was like, am I now trying to date people that have a smaller family? Like, it's
orphans?
Like, he's a single child. He's just his parents. His parents are still married, right? Because, like, mm-hmm. if you think that, like, your parents are divorced, that's 4 parents and then siblings and then step-siblings. I mean, that gets out of hand quickly.
I got bumped real quick. Man. And that would have been the life of the fucking party. Jeez.
You are a good time at weddings. I have been to, well, I went to your wedding, but also I went to another wedding with you, and we were at the cool kids table. Yeah. And I remember hearing that I was going to sit at the cool kids table, and I was like, this is going to be a good time. And man, you and your wife were a good time at that wedding. So yeah, no, you're definitely on the list. It basically means that I can't get married on a cruise ship with only 16 right. people. Like, it's going to have to
Disney.
Be. Yeah.
Meanwhile, sponsor us. We yeah. could use some dating app sponsors for Tamara, not for me. I would like to be able to ghost Tamara's account so I can, like, approve things for her. You know what? That's a great dating app idea is, like, you know, you could, like, have a dating buddy, like a wingman. On your app. So here's what needs to happen. So I see, like, everything you do. I don't want to see everything you do. Like, but like,
that was a short-lived idea.
But before you, like, start talking to the guy, I get to, like, see the approval process and who you're, like, checking and, like, saying yes to, swiping white right or left or whatever. And then you could come over and you'd be like, man, this dating thing's not working out. I'm like, buddy, I've watched you for the last 30 people you've rejected. Like,
it's your
problem, right? And so, well, like, we need to...
That actually is... Is there a dating app where you're not on it, it's your friends are on it for you,
right?
Because
that
would
be amazing,
entertaining, if you were just like, so me and this guy's friends had talked, we think you're a good match, this is gonna be your date on this day to do these things, like, we've planned this whole thing, go do it. Like,
well, and
that
see,
would be really interesting.
Your parents, when you ask them, like, and you could have just like this wingman, it could be your mom, it could be your whatever, but like, they're doing like the heavy lifting for you, not the like the sexy shit, just like the initial you know, conversation piece, like but you know, if you think about it, like, your mom probably would say, like, when, or me, I would Tamara to be happy. I want her to be with a good guy. If you're like, who am I looking for? You're going to be like, I want one brown eye, one blue eye. I want him to be 6'7" 3/4". And I want them to walk with a limp. And I'm like, the fuck? And so like, we're less critical. And so yeah, we can make a connection for you because you're letting all this other shit go.
I just think it'd also be really funny if you had like, so you set up a dating app, but you have like three people on it. So it could be like my mom, you, and let's say your wife, right?
Oh yeah. So solid, each solid. Of you,
each of you would be swiping on very different people, right? So then it's this thing where like, then it kind of becomes a little bit of like your own individual dating show where now you have three choices. And so it's like, do you pick mom's choice? Do you pick either of, you know, your good friend's choice? And like, then I don't know. I think that would be interesting. I wonder if maybe I'll do that. Maybe I will have, I'll give my mom like my Bumble app and I'll let my mom swipe for like, I don't know, a day, give her some time to like swipe on people and like see what happens, see like just who these people are. And then when I come visit you guys, I'll give you a week where you can make some choices, and then I'll give your wife a week and she can kind of make some choices, and I'll just see, you know, maybe there are people that I wouldn't potentially have been like, oh yeah, that's a good match. Maybe I am too picky. And it would just possibly broaden some opportunities.
I really
would
hope
be like all fly fishermen.
I know. I hope I've swayed your algo. I bet you're, because like at first I was only like saying yes to fly fishermen, and I really hope all it shows you is like burly fucking fly fishermen. Like that's it.
For a while, it was funny. I was looking at something, and I don't remember what friend it was, but they were like, does your phone think that you're only going to marry like a lumberjack? And I was like, I don't know what that means. But there was a lot of flannel. There was a period of a lot of flannel.
You don't say.
A lot of beards. A lot of beards, flannel, and trucks.
Oh, I'm so proud. Yeah. I can't wait to get back in the dating apps for you. Like, and also if anybody wants to invest in our like wingman, that's what we call it. Wingman. Ka-ka!
Wingman.
There we go. And our wingman dating app, let's do this. Tamara will be the first test subject. It'll end in marriage, whether she wants to or not. I don't know. Oh, this took a weird turn. And so but not a Disney cruise. But actually, here's the deal. I'm going to lay down some rules. I don't want to go on a cruise at all. So let's pick a different venue for your wedding, because again, it's all about me. So like preferably tropical, preferably during a good fishing season, with good guides. You know what I mean? Great food, preferably Mexican. You know, just narrow it down there. So, you know, we can discuss later. I'll loop the boy in at the when he needs to be.
The thing is, though, right? If you had your way, a lot of those things are probably on the list. Fishing, tropical, So, and I like those things. I'm not opposed to those things.
No, it doesn't make it better. Fucking Mickey. So, like,
Mickey, get out of our business.
Actually, I've had this thought, and I think I mentioned this last time I came back from Disneyland. But do you think like the characters go home in fucking costumes? Like, do you think
Goofy
is pounding Snow White like at home?
No,
he's like,
I do not think the costumes go home.
Oh, I think they do. I think they, like, if you blue lighted those fucking costumes, there's going to be cum all over them. There is. And here's why. Because they're going to go home.
So gross. No.
I'm telling
you. No way.
Actually, you know what? I think it would be funny as fuck if like they're like they're sneaking out the heads at night. Like, I couldn't do the full body because we need to get to certain areas. But they're like, you just have like a goofy head fucking a Minnie Mouse. Like, this would be awesome. Actually,
there's like a loud noise and it's just like the big whole goofy head turns. No, I actually had a friend of mine that I think did an internship at college at Disney World. And I will ask her.
Oh, yeah.
But I do also think that, like, it'd be more interesting in for me of not the cartoon characters, but instead the people who look like the live action characters. So you have, like, the Fiona from Shrek, who's actually dating, like, Prince Eric, and they're, like, walking out, and they're, like, arm in arm or making out, whatever, and you just have children being, like, Prince Eric's cheating on Eric! You know, just, like, tears, and it's, like, you know, kids crying. I think that, to me, is, like, more funny than the cartoons, but...
No, I like the idea of the big head, because they're, like, they're sitting there fucking, and it's so hot, and at the end, they, like, take off the head, and they're just, like, dripped in sweat.
That whole situation is so gross to me. Like, it's... No part of that is sexy.
And actually, in my mind, for some reason, it's doggy like style, because actually, I don't think with the two big heads, you could do many other positions. So, like,
oh no! Now I have to make this an explicit episode. I'm gonna have to check that box when I edit it, because you've gone above our normal PG-13 rating and have taken this to a dirtier place than normal. This has gone extra down. This is like downhill fast after dark. It's a different thing. Maybe that's the title of this episode. Downhill,
I mean,
fast.
The next time you're gonna go to Disneyland, it's gonna be in your mind. You're just gonna be like, the fuck? Well, what if they sneak into like Minnie's house and they're fucking on the like the plastic couch, you know what I mean?
Jesus. Like, I'm going to walk around corners a little bit different next time I go to Disneyland. Fucking because of you and this idea of yours. The happiest place on earth is a different bit of happy ending, I think, is maybe that.
I mean,
I'll put that in my mind. It's traumatic. There should be a warning at the start of this episode. Warning. This episode is not suitable for children, just all children. I don't care if you're 12 or 17, this shit is not for you. We've ruined your childhood favorite characters. Cartoons will never be
I'm
the
telling
same
you,
for you.
I bet Goofy is good in bed. Like, I just think if you have that personality, like, you're down for whatever. Like, Mickey probably sucks, but Goofy, he's probably pretty good.
You think of all the Disney characters, you go to Goofy as being...
Yeah, Buzz Lightyear in my mind is gay, so he's probably having sex with Woody.
Sure.
Buzz and Woody are fucking. Sure. You know, I think like Ariel probably gay. Goofy probably is like the ladies' man.
It's funny because I was assuming that Donald Duck gets a lot of ass because he doesn't wear pants. So he's just like always DTF. He's just like really available.
Nah, I think he's
time.
Asexual. I think Donald
Interesting.
Duck is
Interesting.
Asexual.
Interesting. All right.
And Mickey wants to fuck everybody, but nobody will fuck Mickey. We're like, come on, we're over you. Yeah. Mickey. And so like Minnie, I think she gets around, but yeah, Goofy by far. Yeah.
Interesting. Does Ariel get a girlfriend or is she by herself?
No, Ariel's gay. But here's the deal. Yeah, she gets a girlfriend. I don't know who. Maybe Snow White. I don't know. But then I think like Roger Rabbit is running like a sex club out of the Roger Rabbit like ride at night. It's dark. It's got all these weird lights. It turns into like a do like fucking rave. There's orgies over in the corner. Like Roger's like, yeah, who is the Roger Rabbit character that was all sexy? I forget her name. Anyhow,
I want to say it's
Ariel's
like Jessica.
Banging. Yeah, Ariel's Jessica? Banging Jessica. Yeah. Although you never see Jessica walking around Disneyland, which is disappointing, because come on, I mean, you have Roger Rabbit, but you know, no Jessica.
Well,
fuck you.
I mean, she's not wearing a lot of clothes. That is not a PG
outfit.
And then
Chippendale, like, are the like the bouncers in front of the sex club that's happening in Roger Rabbit's ride.
Well, they're
like,
they're dressed up. They got their bow ties, so they're ready
and
to...
naked, dressed up and naked. Like they're
Formal attire. But you're right, naked. I'd never never thought about that. I had never questioned that as a child. I had always assumed totally normal.
Yep. Yeah.
Wow, so... you really opened my eyes. I'm not sure I can unsee the images that you have shared here today. I'm gonna have to process through this. I'm probably gonna have some questions.
Therapy.
Yeah, there might be some therapy needed to process through these emotions. But
the take home is funny people can fuck.
Funny people can fuck.
Merch.
That needs to be on a shirt. Or I'm proud of that one. Want it on like a coffee mug or a wine glass or a pint glass.
Christmas is coming up. If I actually got you one, would you proudly drink out of Funny People Can Fuck?
Yes, 100%. Also, I feel like it should have something like a real like subtle nod to Goofy. Like,
like maybe I'll like, just put okay.
Yeah. Like it's him drinking out of a coffee mug leaning against the wall and he's just like naked. It's like a naked like feet crossed leaning against a wall, just really fucking proud of himself. And it just says funny people can fuck. Yes.
Be careful what you wish for.
I mean, promises. The thing I haven't told you yet, perhaps, that really does maybe just change this, Goofy was always my favorite.
Oh, no.
And so I was on a soccer team, and we were called Toon Squad when I was, like, 4, up until, like, 12. And so at first, I was Tasmanian Devil because I'm a lot. I am a lot now. I was a lot as a child. So I was Tasmanian Devil. And then the team got too big, and so we had to split into 2 teams because there was like 40 of us at one point. We're like, this is insane. It was fine when they were 4 and just running amok, but now you're actually trying to have positions, and this is crazy. So we split into 2 teams. So I wasn't able to be Tasmanian Devil on like when we split teams. So then I had to pick a new character, and so I was Goofy. And so my jersey literally had my number on it and then Goofy across the top. So I had t-shirts, sweatshirts that said Goofy on them. And then like I think I have like journals and stuff as a child who were like Goofy's on the front. I had a watch that had Goofy on it. His arms went different directions. It was hilarious. So yeah, big fan of Goofy. So that just makes it like another added layer of this is literally from my childhood. And it's really just making me rethink some things. you know, it's fine. Did you have a favorite Disney character when you were a kid growing up?
I too identified with the Tasmanian Devil for a while, which I don't understand because did he even have a fucking show? Like, how do we know the Tasmanian Devil ever existed?
I think like, he was on Disney,
Looney
like,
Tunes.
Looney Tunes. He had a show on that.
Mm-mm. I Disney was like not my jam. Like, I don't even. Not really.
No, that's fair. And then my favorite princess was always Belle because she was like smart. But that also always really confused me as a kid because I was like, the whole town is in love with the villain. Like, what does that say about our society? Cause that's fucked up. Cause he wants to actively like murder the beast and murder people. And like, that's fucked up. So that I always was like, this is my favorite, but this is also like dark. We all know this is dark, right, kids? And so again, I don't want to ruin Disney for people, but that's a movie that even as a child I was like, this is cool, but this is also fucked up, right?
Why did you just have a goofy voice? This is cool. You know what my wife made me start watching this week? She turned on the Goofy movie for the fishing reference, and she started it from the fucking beginning. And the only thing I got out of the Goofy movie that I watched for like 25 minutes was A, don't have a teenage child. They're assholes.
They're assholes.
B, I now know what my wife thought camping was going to be like based on the fat guy's camper.
Yes.
When he rolls up and it's got like a bowling alley and like a disco ball and like, yes. I don't even know a the character's tub. Name. Yeah. Hot tub and like all this stuff. And she's like, I looked at her. I was like, is that what you thought? And she's like, yes. Where's my goddamn bowling alley? I was like, all right. Yeah. Well, okay.
No, yeah. The Goofy movie. Well, I told you when we went fishing that like I thought fly fishing was more complicated.
Right.
Because the casting I learned was from the Goofy movie. I was like, twist, spin, point. And you know what I mean? I was like count me in. Here I go. Casting. 5, 6, 7, 8. Cast. So, yeah. So I was, that, again, a movie I learned about fishing from my childhood. Inaccurate. Wildly inaccurate. What are you going to do?
I think this has gone sufficiently downhill fast.
I think so, too. I've been Tamara.
I've been Rhiannon, and remember, funny people can fuck.
Bye.